Good morning. And we are wrapping up to talk about Tzipisa LeYeshua. And we all know that there are Yud Gimel Ikrim, there are Yud Gimel Animamins, 13 Animamins, and the 12th one is Animamin Be'muna Shalema Be'vias HaMashiach. Be'avavi She'isma Me'a Im Kozeh HaKaloi, Choyim She'yavoi. We're waiting, even though we're waiting, but we still believe, we still hope that every single day, B'chol Yom She'yavoi, that every day, Mashiach could come and will come, Be'ezer Hashem. And that, of course, is something that every Yid, every Jew has to believe in, and every Jew has to hope for. The Chafetz Chaim, he wrote a sefer called V'Tzipisa LeYeshua. He wrote a kuntres that has three prakim, where he writes the importance of where a person, every Jew, has to be wanting and hoping and awaiting for Mashiach to come. And he brings down that somebody that a Jew goes through his life and he's not looking forward to Mashiach, he's not awaiting Mashiach, so he's missing out on one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. But not only that, the Chafetz Chaim says, we all know, as I mentioned the first time I spoke, he says, the Gemara in Shabbos says that a Jew is going to be asked at the end of his life, one of the questions will be asked, it's a piece of Yeshua, did you await? Were you waiting for it? Was it something you were hoping for? And the Chafetz Chaim says that it's our obligation. And the Chafetz Chaim tells us that not only is it our obligation, but there are so many times throughout our day that we say over things, especially in tefillah, where we're, so to say, telling Hashem that we are awaiting for Mashiach. We're awaiting for the redemption. And if a person doesn't believe it, if a person is not really sincere about it, so then chas v'shalom, he's saying sheker. He's saying things that are not true. He says, we say in Aleinu l'shabeach, that again, we're hoping that Hashem, you're going to show us your splendor with the Beis Hamikdash, with Mashiach. And if a person is not sincere about really waiting for Tzipisa LeYeshua, so again, like we said, he's missing out in the Gimel Ikrim, he's missing out in his obligation, because Hashem is going to ask everybody after 120 if they waited. And many times throughout the day, unfortunately, he'll be saying things which he will not be, chas v'shalom, believing in. And we wouldn't want any of that to be part of us. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zoicha, we should see peace of Yeshua, and we should see the Mashiach, tzidkenu b'her b'yameinu, amen.